The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
You really, really wonder where this PC nonsense is going to end. The political correctness, where it's going to end. And the answer is, it's not going to end. It just keeps getting nuttier, crazier, more and more loony. Now it has hit basketball, the NBA. Here it is. Here's the headline. At least two NBA teams dropped the term owner because it could be considered racially insensitive. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a parody. I thought it was the Onion. No, it's really true. Here's the story. Steve Ballmer is no longer called the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers. Instead, Ballmer is listed as the team's chairman on its website, a change that occurred in early 2018. Similarly, the Philadelphia 66ers dropped Joshua Harris's title as owner and changed it to managing partner. And the team now describes its co-owners as limited partners. Other basketball teams have reportedly held high-level talks about getting rid of the term that some feel is racially insensitive in a league where the majority of the players are black. Somebody please tell me this is a joke. It's not. It is not a joke at all. Because the majority of the players in the NBA are black, and the people who own the team are called owners, it's like slaves and owners. Okay. Now, I want you to think about this, okay? I want you to think about this. Think about how rational this is.
Well, you know, during the days of slavery, the owners were white and the slaves were black. Yeah, okay.
How many, during the days of slavery, how many of the slaves made more money, drove better cars, and lived in bigger houses than their owners? I want you to think about that. How many slaves earned more money, drove better cars, and lived in bigger, more expensive houses than their owners? This is insane. It is nuts. There is no comparison at all to slavery. None, zero, zip, zilch, nada, none, zero, no. During the days of slavery, the slaves had no choice in anything. NBA players, if they don't like the team they're on, they can quit. They can ask to be traded to another team. They have a contract. They have managers. They have representatives. They have PR people. The players on the team make millions of dollars from merchandise, shoes, shirts, hats, you name it. Millions of young people walk around with the names of NBA players on their backs. They are idolized. When the game begins, who gets all the applause? Who gets all the praise? The owner? Now, if I were to take a little poll among our audience, even if you don't even care about the NBA, I could ask you, name me 10 NBA players today. Almost every one of you could probably, well, maybe not all of you, but many, if not most of you, would have no problem in naming 10 NBA players. If I asked you, give me the names of 10 owners, to be honest, I couldn't give you one. I can give you a whole bunch of NBA players, and I don't even follow the NBA. But I can give you a whole list of the players. I could not give you one owner in the NBA. Not one. I can tell you about the players. This is nuts. This is political correctness gone absolutely crazy. The issue has reportedly been talked about for some time, but last fall it gained some attention when Golden State Warriors star Draymond Green appeared on LeBron James' show The Shop on HBO and argued against using the word. "You shouldn't say owner," said Green, whose Warriors are playing the Toronto Raptors in the NBA Finals this week. "You should say majority shareholder or something like that. You should not say owner," says multimillionaire Draymond Green, who has actually more power, more influence than the owner of the Golden State Warriors. And by the way, I have no idea who the owner of the Golden State Warriors is. Not a clue. If my life depended upon it, I could not tell you the name of the owner of the Golden State Warriors. But I think I could mention 5 names from the Golden State Warriors. Players. Oh, my goodness. The NBA hasn't pressured teams yet to change the term owner. In a statement, the NBA said, however, it does not refer to team owners as such. An NBA spokesperson said, quote, "We refer to the owners of our teams as governors. Each team is represented on our board of governors." Oh, my goodness. The liberal left in America is desperately trying to paint everything in terms of race and color of skin. Desperately trying to divide us. Let me see. I had this in my stack yesterday. I put it back in, but it's way, way down the bottom. Hang on. Let me see if I can find it real quick before the next break. Okay. No, that's not it. Okay, let me go a little further. Okay, hang on. Utah Judge, no. Universal, okay, not there. Ah, here. Here it is, way, way down my stack. Headline: University offers 10 specialized graduation ceremonies. The University of Virginia this year, no, Virginia Tech, not University of Virginia. Virginia Tech this year offered 10 individual specialized graduation ceremonies. One for black students, one for LGBT students, one for Native American students, one for Jewish students, one for, what were the other ones? Well, anyway, 10 individual graduation ceremonies. So white kids didn't have to be bothered with those black kids. The black kids didn't have to be bothered with those white kids. The Jewish kids didn't have to be bothered with the other kids. The LGBTQ kids didn't have to be bothered with the straight kids. They could have their own specialized, segregated graduation. I brought this up on several occasions, but it is getting worse. There is a new wave of segregation in America. The liberal left is rolling back so many of the accomplishments of the civil rights movement, putting it in reverse, moving backwards, going back years, going back decades, and erasing the work of the civil rights movement and segregating. Oh, Virginia Tech. There was a separate graduation ceremony for Asian students and Latino students also. It's the new segregation, and it's coming from the progressive liberal left. Segregation. I thought we were done with that. I thought we had done away with segregation. I thought we were past that. I thought we were beyond that. Oh, no, 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 no. And that's why, folks, the church is so important. That's why the church is so important, where we teach, where we preach. I hope you do. The ground is level at the cross. In Christ, we are equal. Jesus died for all people of all races, all ethnicities, all colors of skin. It is the cross that makes us equal. And the church is the one place where segregation has no place whatsoever. It's the one place where there should be no bigotry. There should be no prejudice. It's the one place where we believe that the ground is truly level at the cross. That's why I saw black brothers at the prayer meeting this morning, and we hugged and we embraced because we love each other, because we're one in Christ. I have a listener who occasionally calls and calls me a racist. He's a black brother. One of the most exciting things about our pastor appreciation breakfast just a couple of weeks ago was the large number of black pastors who were there and who came up to me personally and said, "Bob, we appreciate what you're doing. We listen every day." That's what the church is all about. That's what the church is all about. The liberal left is trying to destroy the progress that we have made, and they're desperately trying to divide us. Can't let it happen. I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, black, white, I don't care. We cannot allow this new segregation movement to succeed. We've come too far. We've made too much progress. We cannot allow it to happen. Particularly those of us who follow Jesus. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I continue to pray for our Methodist brethren and sistren. Is that a word? Brothers and sisters. And I do. I have a lot of United Methodist listeners, and I appreciate you folks. I really do. And I realize that you are in the fight of your life for your denomination. And I have great sympathy for you. I do. And for those who are really encouraged by the decision of the General Conference in St. Louis affirming traditional marriage, traditional family, and so forth. I tried to warn you don't get too excited, because you need to understand, if it was up to the American leadership of the United Methodist Church, that's not the way the vote would have gone. It was only because of your African brothers and sisters that the traditional plan for marriage, family, the biblical plan, prevailed. It was only because of the Africans. If it was left up to the leadership of the American church, the outcome would have been quite, quite different. And when those African brothers and sisters went back to Africa, the leaders here in America, many of them dug in their heels and thought, we're not going to let those people tell us what to do. We're not going to let a bunch of people from Africa come up here and vote and tell us what we're to do with marriage. And that was the case for a lot of the American leadership. And many United Methodist churches across the country said, we don't care what our leadership says. We're going to be apostate. Now, they didn't say that, but that's what they said. Well, here's an illustration. I brought this story to your attention last week. The program, the children's program Arthur on PBS, has taken a weird turn where the teacher, Mr. Ratburn, gets married, and the kids in the class are all upset because they think he's going to marry a woman. And it turns out Mr. Ratburn actually marries a man, and the kids in the class think that's wonderful. A woman would be bad. A man is fine. It's pure propaganda for kids. Well, a PBS station in Alabama said, you know, we're not going to air that. That's not what our audience is about. That doesn't represent the values of our audience. And we're not going to air that episode. Well, First United Methodist Church in Birmingham. Yes, First United Methodist Church of Birmingham is saying, well, if the PBS station won't air it, we will. And so they are hosting. First United Methodist Church of Birmingham, Alabama, is hosting a wedding party for the cartoon character Arthur. And at the church, they are going to air the Arthur episode where Mr. Ratburn marries his husband. Quote, the screening is a joint effort between the Sidewalk Film Festival, the Shout LGBTQ Film Festival, and First United Methodist Church of Birmingham. There'll be a wedding cake, sparkling apple juice, and surprises, and they're encouraging all the children in the community to come. First United Methodist in Birmingham. The battle is not over. I pray the Bible believers win. Have a great evening, but remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.